Stokes.
Scored another major one last night, I think.
Well, you better didn't tell me. All Vietnam. I mean, well, it's the first half, 60%, 50%, 50%. The thing is, telling the question, out of the 21, it was one third were on Vietnam, 7 questions. And then 3 were on Cali, which is really also Vietnam, obviously. But, and 2 on China. The whole first half is Vietnam, really, Vietnam and Cali.
But the thing
they got, which was good, it wasn't as good as the press conference because it's more of a wandering kind of a thing. And more like editors ought to ask. More like editors are supposed to ask, well, what do you think of it? You wouldn't imagine anybody in a press conference asking that opening question.
Good country.
defend Hoover Bob. There's nothing else you can do.
You don't say defending him.
I thought that was all right.
Perfect.
When I had a chance for the best laugh of the evening, when you look at Bernadette.
You look at Bernadette, the only time he makes it is when he hits a bit.
Yeah, I said that before, but nobody used it.
I said it over at the White House once. But I said that he makes it is when he hits a press or a golf ball.
And your Corset, I think, was good. It was the playback. You know, it's very much Corset. I guess you don't advertise Corsets anymore. And then someone said something.
Oh, yeah.
Someone quipped something back on the Corsets. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, somebody had to hear what he said.
He showed some simpatico with that. Retail sales are up. Your advertising doesn't show it yet, but it will.
I saw that once on TV. Incidentally, I'm glad we used the roster. Let's just start with
it. Did it work well?
Well, they had it there. But the primary reason is that it doesn't make that. We proved our point about the negative mind. We really proved it that way. I don't think anybody's going to think I got a few notes and I'm sneaking in here.
No, I don't think. You don't look down at anyone. See, Kennedy looked down at the roster all the time.
I look down a lot, but I don't anymore. I know that I don't look there when I look down, so I always keep my head up. Kennedy used to look down thinking, well, he looked at the roster with notes too.
Yeah. I think he had notes.
Oh, yeah, it looks like he always had notes.
Well, again, with no notes, anybody can look at the roster. That's right.
The thing about it is this, that I think sometimes they get to follow how it's good to have a different thing, right? Sometimes you get a rather awkward picture. What the hell are you going to do with your hands, you know, and you're spinning them here in your pockets? But it gives me an opportunity to slouch in the middle of this, you know, do things that I didn't do to, you know. See what I mean? I think I can have a little bit more fun that way with my I'd be a little more relaxed myself with the roster there than without.
And interesting, because the SND was your first, you know, you used the naked mic, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. I know we,
that's the first big event, at least, where they tried the idea that they could...
We didn't get through many questions, actually. 21.
21, it's not a lot, no, but...
But no, it wasn't an hour and 55 minutes. But nevertheless, Bob, that's the kind of thing that you see. There weren't any of those questions you could throw off and quit.
Your answers were, there were only a couple over 1 minute. Most of them were
variable.
2, 3, some 5. 1 was 4. 1 was 6 minutes, the first kind of question.
I said that it should have been. Why talk about the world? Did you like the thing where I brought in Easter's lunch and we were talking about David and Julie got in the wedding a little and then told him I told David to go to China someday.
Well, you can go to China.
Well, maybe I can go someday. You know, don't you think people like that?
You're damn right.
Or do I know?
Yes, because that's the kind of thing that I think is that where you personalize and visualize stuff, you know, that people know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because it's your point that you made that the ping pong thing is what really brought it up, and I thought of that thing for me. You know,
because you're looking at it,
right, and I must say, Henry didn't see it at all. Let me talk about Henry in a minute. Could you have your meeting with him and Skelly today?
For sure.
I'd like to get that done. Of course, he's got to. And maybe I should sit in the person. I don't know, but no. Or should I? I don't know. He has got to do this. Now, I'm not going to bring John Skelly in here. I'm a crowd man, a people man, with a lot of good ideas. And that Henry just treated like an office boy.
I talk to Henry first. Either I do or you and I do. Without Skelly, Henry needs some. We need to talk it through with Henry without Scally there.
All right.
Henry isn't telling me the truth. He doesn't see him 10 minutes every day. He hasn't seen him at all. He had one meeting with him that first day after you got him in here and gave him a little bit on China. And then he hasn't had time to meet with him since.
I told him to sit in the West Exchange and not sitting in the West.
He hasn't sat in anything. He sat in there was one meeting on something that he said, and it wasn't the West Indian who said.
You see, the thing is, I'm glad I got up to Henry. Either he takes him in there, or I'll start seeing him, and then Henry will go up.
saying we're gonna bring a division home a month. Now, that is what Scally said, and it is his point. His point is...
When they come home, okay.
No, his point is that when you're at the First Marine Division, that you should walk on the First Marine Division home and make the point that by the end of November, we will have brought home the equivalent of a division a month. During the session, in other words, you're in a deep, again, a ping pong team, and make it so people understand, instead of saying,